Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I have to apologise for all the background noise here, but it's the best we can do. And if you're listening to this show, you are listening to the 1,000th Looking Up radio show. And what better person to talk to at this momentous milestone than Professor Jessica Dempsey, who is the upcoming Director General of the Square Kilometre Array Radio Telescope. So, good afternoon, Jessica.
Thank you for having me, and congratulations on the 1,000th show.
Yeah, this is what happens when you stick around. So, now then, as listeners will know, the Square Kilometre Array is the biggest telescope in the world. It's being constructed right now in the Northern Cape. And Jessica here is going to be the Director General of this massive international project with two telescopes, one in Australia, one here in South Africa. This is a massive, massive job. And my big one question is, do you have like a particular vision for something that you want to achieve in this post?
I just don't want to mess it up.
Oh, that's a good start.
No, I mean, I think that, you know, the vision is, someone was asking me, you know, what is the first thing you're going to do? And I actually think the thing is, you know, the Douglas Adams phrase at the start of the book, don't panic. It's the ambition, the scale, the magnitude of what we're trying to do is really daunting. And everyone who's working on the project, we're up to like 400 plus people and counting, is starting to look a little wild-eyed about exactly what needs to be done. And so I think for me, my job coming in is literally to say, don't panic, you know, we've got this, and this is something that we can do.
And it is an absolutely massive project. And what I like to say to people is that, you know, we're in the construction phase, building the thing at the moment, and then it has a 50-year operational phase. How many projects can say they have that?
Well, I think it's just being honest, because if you look at a lot of the telescopes, radio and otherwise out there, some of them are real old boys and girls. And in fact, you know, the radio telescopes we're using now around the world were really birthed in the first radio generation in the 50s and 60s. Some of these telescopes now that we're still using are about that old, if not older. I think what's smart about SKA is we're acknowledging at the start that we want to build to last. And so if you look at it and have that view to making sure it lasts for that long, then you're going to make design choices which are better. You're going to make it sustainable. So I think it's just being honest about just how much exploration space and time we're going to need in order to really do all of the things that the telescopes can do.
Because, of course, here we are at the observatory, in Observatory, which was founded in 1820 and still going.
Astronomers can always find new things to look at. And every time that you add a new element or a new technology, we find something new. You know, there was times in astronomy where it was like, oh, we've seen everything there is to possibly see. And, of course, we know that's not the case. And in the radio, instead of astronomy and optical, which is thousands and thousands of years old, radio astronomy is less than a century old. And so that's why every time we put a new element of capacity to these telescopes, we open up an entirely new window of discoveries. And I'll be honest, the most interesting things we find with SKA, we aren't predicting. They're the things that we don't even know we don't know.
These are the unknown unknowns. And also what we like to say is that we are building this for the young ones, hey?
And that's the thing, where I like to think of it as I'm planting a tree under which I will not sit. And I'm fine with that. And so this is going to be the next generation's telescope. And it's a sign of the times when I've been working now in radio telescope at LOFAR up at Astron in the Netherlands. And when I left radio astronomy, I was 20, and I did because it was like, oh, there's a bunch of old guys with pocket protectors and their socks pulled up to their knees, and I'm like, I'm not having any of this. I came back to radio astronomy 20 years later, and the teams are young, and they're brilliant, and they're engaged. And it's like, okay, if the young astronomy talent is moving into radio astronomy, that's because that's where it's happening. And so these new young teams are so good, and that tells me just how much of a success are we going to have with SKA.
And it's totally happening. It's really happening right here, right now. Professor Jessica Dempsey, thank you so much for sparing the time to talk to the Fine Music Radio listeners and others about what's going on, about what you're looking forward to in the coming years as your position as the Director General of the Square Kilometre Array. So thank you, Jessica.
Thank you very much for having me.
And that's your 1,000th Looking Up radio show. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.